Food and Water Watch was one of the organizers of the demonstration, and I spoke with Alex Beecham, their Northeast Regional Director, about the current situation.
Yeah, so right now there's hundreds of people outside, with an oncoming blizzard, all here to tell Governor Cuomo that we won't accept a single fracking well in New York State.
How likely is it that he's going to say soon to do it?
Well, it's a real worry, right? Because he's facing a deadline at the end of February. Many people think he might make a decision as early as next week. We're urging him that without doing a real health study to really show that this process, to really show what health impacts this process may have, that he should not go forward before that. So the real worry is that as early as next week he could make a decision, and we're obviously urging him not to do that, and to instead conduct a real health study that would show us what these impacts might be.
What's the deadline at the end of the month?
It's the 27th.
What happens then?
Yeah, so the regulations that they issued 90 days ago expire, so they either have to accept those regulations as they are and move forward, or not, right, and then restart the process. And so we're urging them to restart that process.
There were numerous speakers at the demonstration. One was Phil Orinato from 350.org. He explained that hydrofracking is the second leading cause of global warming, next to power plants, and led the crowd in the pledge of resistance to fracking.
Pence! If Governor Cuomo permits high-volume horizontal fracking... In any part of New York State,
I pledge
to join with others
to
engage in nonviolent acts of protest,
including demonstrations
and other nonviolent actions,
as my conscience leads me.
I make this pledge
in order to prevent
the destruction and poisoning of New York's water,
air,
and food system,
on which life,
health,
and economic prosperity all depend.
Including that of future generations. Thank you.
As you can now recognize, the next week will be very important regarding fracking in New York. If you want more information, including flyers to hand out, contact Food and Water Watch, 68 J Street in Brooklyn, York Street stop of the F Line.